Hey everyone, it's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So I want to talk about trust, and I want you to trust me on this one. Trust matters. All relationships are built on a foundation of trust. Your customers need to trust you before they'll do business with you. Employees want to be led by leaders they trust, and they want to work for organizations they trust. Leaders need to be able to trust their employees. A lack of trust creates silos, low morale, and dampens innovation. It ramps up stress and increases employee turnover rates. Some economists suggest that a lack of trust costs companies millions of dollars a year. At an individual level, employees who are highly trusted achieve greater career success in any work environment. Here are 7 ways to build trust in your workplace with your relationships. Number 1, actions speak louder than words. I know, trite, but hey, when we're talking about trust, the only way to build it is through our actions. When you say you're going to do something by a certain date, do it by that date. It's not rocket surgery. And if you want to build trust fast in a relationship, remember the old service delivery cliche, under-promise and over-deliver. If you always do a little extra and faster than expected, your trust edge will soar. Number 2, communicate with candor. High-trust organizations are open books when it comes to communicating. Similar Industries, for example, saves a seat at their board meetings for any employee to attend. Their financial books are completely open to every employee. Open communication like that fosters trust. Closed communication fosters an environment of fear and suspicion. And you simply cannot communicate enough if you are trying to retain trust during a period of rapid change or turmoil. Number 3, communicate with authenticity. You know, we trust people when they seem to be the real deal. So anything you could do to come across as more human and genuine builds trust. Using plain language builds trust. Making eye contact, being present, being accessible, and actively listening all help to build trust. Number 4, be vulnerable. You know, some leaders worry that sharing fears and emotions might make them appear weak, whereas inspiring leaders understand that being vulnerable makes them stronger leaders and that being vulnerable builds trust. Number 5, admit your weaknesses. The employee handbook for the software company Valve includes a page about what they don't do very well. Help wanted ads that offer more realistic, brutally honest descriptions of the actual work receive more applicants. Leaders who talk about their weaknesses tend to score higher on trust surveys. Companies such as Zappos that routinely recommend competitors when they can't fulfill an order score through the roof when it comes to trust. Number 6, say you're sorry. When you need to apologize, apologize. A fast and sincere apology can do wonders to either restore or maintain trust. And finally, number 7, have a sense of humor. Keep a sense of humor. Numerous studies have shown a positive correlation between humor and trust. We tend to trust people more who share an open, healthy sense of humor because humor helps us come across as more human and more real. And my fun at work tip, a little suggestion just to sort of help you over the midweek hump, the Wednesday hump day hump. Create a tradition of halftime huddles every Wednesday just before lunch, a 10-minute team huddle where people can review what's happened so far in the week, flag any issues, and get re-energized and inspired for the rest of the week. And the quote of the week from Eric Severide, I love this quote, "Next to power without honor, the most dangerous thing in the world is power without humor." And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as we're doing this podcast here, as I'm doing the podcast, we're coming into March. So I've put on the old website, www.humoratwork.com, a list of the wacky theme days headed your way this March. Here's just a few of the wacky theme days coming around the corner. March 3rd, what if cats and dogs had opposable thumbs day? March 4th and do something. The 5th is Name Tag Day. The 6th is Employee Appreciation Day. The 10th is International Day of Awesomeness. 14th is Pi Day, as in 3.14. The 16th is No Selfies Day. 19th is Companies That Care. 22nd is International Goof Off Day. The 26th, Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. The 27th is Quirky Country Music Song Title Days. And March 30th is The Grass Is Always Browner on the Other Side of the Fence Day. For the whole list, cruise over to www.humoratwork.com.